Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Personality of Godhead said.
至尊人格守神说.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Again.
再次.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
肯定.
Mahabaho.
Mahabaho.
Almighty arm.
臂力强大的人呐.
Shinu.
Shinu.
Just hear.
只是听听.
May.
May.
My.
我的.
Paramam.
Paramam.
Supreme.
至尊的.
Vacha.
Vacha.
Instruction.
指示.
Yet.
Yet.
That which.
的.
Te.
Te.
To you.
对你.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我.
Priyamanaya.
Priyamanaya.
Thinking you dear to me.
认为你是我亲密的.
Vakshyami.
Vakshyami.
Say.
说.
Hitakamyaya.
Hitakamyaya.
For your benefit.
为了你的利益.
Very important.
非常重要.
Supreme Personality of Godhead said, listen again, almighty armed Arjuna, because you are my dear friend. For your benefit, I shall speak to you further, giving knowledge that is better than what I've already explained.
译文, 至尊人格守神说, 臂力强大的Arjuna呀, 再听我说, 因为你是我亲密的朋友, 所以为了你的利益, 我要进一步的给你讲解比我解说过的知识更好的知识。
Okay, purport, Yaotsu. This is the word Bhagavan is explained thus by Parashara Muni, one who is full in six opulences, one who has full strength, full fame, full wealth, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. Is Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While Krishna was present on earth, he displayed all six opulences. Therefore, great sages like Parashara Muni all have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Krishna is instructing Arjuna in more confidential knowledge of his opulences and his work. Previously, beginning with the seventh chapter, the Lord has already explained his different energies and how they are acting. Now in this chapter, he explains his specific opulences to Arjuna. In the previous chapter, he has clearly explained his different energies to establish devotion and firm conviction. Again, in this chapter, he tells Arjuna about his manifestations and various opulences. So read that paragraph.
Okay. 要知 绝对拥有六种财富的人，也就是拥有全部的力量、声望、财产、知识、美丽和气绝的人，是至尊人格守神Bhagavan。这就是Parashara Muni的对译文Bhagavan一词的解释。Krishna在亲临这个地球时展示了这六种财富，因此像Parashara Muni那样伟大的圣人。 都承认Krishna是至尊人格守神。现在Krishna给Arjuna讲解了有关他的财富与活动的更为机密的知识。从第七章开始，至尊主已经解释了他不同的能量，以及能量是如何起作用的。他现在要在这一章里给Arjuna解释他特有的财富。为树立Arjuna对分爱的坚定的信念，他在前一章 清楚地解释了他各种各样的能量，并要在这一章里再次告诉Arjuna有关他的展示及各种财富。Okay,
next one. The more one hears about the Supreme Lord, the more one becomes fixed in devotional service. One should always hear about the Lord in the association of devotees. That will enhance one's devotional service. Discourses in the society of devotees can take place only among those who are very anxious to be in Krishna consciousness. Others cannot take part in such discourses. The Lord clearly tells Arjuna that because Arjuna is very dear to him, for his benefit, such discourses are taking place.
越聆听有关至尊主，就越坚定于奉爱服务。人应该与奉献者一起聆听有关至尊主的一切，以增进做奉爱服务的愿望。只有真正渴望具有 Krishna 意识的奉献者，才能够在一起交谈，其他人参加不了这样的谈论。至尊主清楚地告诉尔朱娜，他非常的喜爱尔朱娜，因此才会为了他的利益进行这样的交谈。
Om Agyana Timiranda Syaganandana Shalakaya Chaksu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Ravanatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paritana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishadhi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desakai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So Krishna is saying he's speaking because Arjuna is his friend.
在这里面 Krishna 说他为什么会讲呢，是因为 Arjuna 是他的朋友。
There's other place in the fourth chapter, I think, where he says, because you're my friend and my devotee.
还有另外一个地方，可能是在第四章 ，Krishna 也说，因为你是我的朋友，而且是我的奉献者。
And he says, because you're never envious of me.
而且他说呢，因为你从来都不嫉妒我。
Because an envious person, they can't hear, even if they hear about Krishna, they don't hear it.
因为作为有嫉妒心的人呢，他们是听不到的，即便是他们在听关于 Krishna 的话题，他们也听不见。
So, and he says, I'm speaking for your benefit, so that's important.
而且他这里面说呢，我是为了你的利益，所以才讲的，所以这很重要。
It's for our benefit. It's not only Arjuna, it means all of us.
这并不仅仅是为了 Arjuna 的利益，而是为了我们所有人的利益。
So, Krishna is always trying to help everybody. That's why he spoke Bhagavad Gita, and it's recorded, and now in this day and age, we have so many books.
因为 Krishna 他一直都想帮助所有的人，所以说呢，他才会讲述，而且呢，他还会把这个话给收录下来。而且现在我们有各种各样的关于他的书籍。
So this opulence, this is, means Bhagavan, means Krishna is full and of the opulence.
所以说呢，这个Bhagavan 的意思是纯是富裕的，也就是。Shri Bhagavan, 他拥有所有的这些富裕。
It's always seen that somebody's very, very strong. You know, people admire them.
比如说，我们看到有些人非常的强壮，所以人们呢就会一羡慕他们。
But nobody's strong like Krishna.
但是没有人比 Krishna 那样还要强壮。
Like when Krishna and Balaram went to wrestle in Kamsa's arena.
比如说 Krishna 和 Balaram 他们到 Kamsa 的舞场里面去打拳摔跤。
They were like 15-year-old boys.
他们当时呢像是15岁的孩子。
And the wrestlers were, you know, professional wrestlers. And even now we see professional wrestlers are so big and strong.
但是那些摔跤手，因为他们都是专业的，即便是今天的职业的摔跤手们，他们也都特别的高大，特别的强壮。
So when the wrestlers first saw Krishna Arjuna, they thought Kamsa is really stupid. These boys are so weak. This won't be a good fight.
所以呢，当这些摔跤手第一次看见Krishna 和 Balaram 的时候，他们就觉得 Kamsa 实在太傻了。怎么能够让他们来跟我们打呢？他们看起来是这么的弱小，肯定这场仗不好玩。
And the people who were watching were thinking, Kamsa, this is not fair. You know, how can these small young boys, you know, who wrestle with each other in the cowherd field, you know, fight with these big wrestlers?
但是当时在观看这场打拳赛的这些人们呢，他们就觉得 Kamsa 太不公平了，怎么能够让这些放牛的小牧牛童们来和这么身强力壮的摔跤手来摔跤呢？
And they weren't just ordinary wrestlers, they were big demons.
而他们并不是普通的摔跤手，因为他们都是大恶魔。
So, but when they started wrestling,
但是当他们开始摔起跤来的时候，
then these wrestlers, they saw how strong Krishna and Balaram.
那么这些摔跤手他们就发现 Krishna 和 Balaram 都是非常的强壮的。
Then they were thinking, Kamsa is stupid, we can't fight them.
他们这会儿又觉得 Kamsa 实在是太蠢了，那我们怎么能够打得过他们呢？
But of course they tried, but you know, Krishna and Balaram just threw them around.
当然了，他们还是尽力的打，可是呢 Krishna 和 Balaram 就把他们给打的这个四散，就是把他们都打到了地上。
And said nonchalantly.You know, just without it, you know, it looks like they don't even worry. They just slap them around.
而且呢，根本就没费什么劲，就一下就把他们给拍在地上了。
They didn't even get tired, you know.
他们连累都没有累。
And Krishna fought that big elephant, threw him around.
然后 Krishna 就看到了那个大象向他冲了过来。
You know, dragged him by the tail.
他就拖起了大象的尾巴。
No one.Has that kind of strength.
所以没有任何一个人有像 Krishna 这样的力量。
Or Ramachandra, when he picked up that bow, you know, no one else could even Ravana couldn't even move it.
主 Ramachandra 他抓起那掌弓的时候也是轻而易举的，即便是 Ravana 也抓不起来。
And he picked it up with one hand and broke it.
他就用一只手把它给抓起来，而且呢把它给掰碎了。
And Kamsa had some bow, something like that, and Krishna did the same thing.
Kamsa 也有一个这样的弓，然后 Krishna 也做了同样的事。
Krishna is the most famous. Everybody knows about God.
那 Krishna 呢是最著名的，那么所有的人呢都知道神。
Maybe not the name Krishna, but they know Krishna by different names.
那么也许人们所了解的这位神呢并不是以 Krishna 为命名的神，但是他们都是通过 Krishna 神的任何各种各样的名字去了解他的。
And Kali Yuga especially, wealth is admired.
那么在卡利年代呢大家特别的拜金。
They have magazines, you know, always showing you the 50 most richest men in the world.
那我们有杂志上面总是列出世界首五十富的排行榜。
Richest actors in Hollywood, whatever.
还有在好莱坞的。
Admire the rich people.
在好莱坞的那些非常的有钱的明星们，所以人们呢就会非常的艳羡这些有钱的人。
They like to hear about them and see pictures of their big houses.
那么想听关于他们的故事，也喜欢看他们所住的豪宅的照片。
And you know, like their new clothes that they're wearing for this party, they pay so much money for.
他们会就是穿上新买的衣服，然后呢还会花很多的钱去举办大型的聚会。
It says in 12th canto that in Kali Yuga.Man will be judged by wealth. If he's rich, they think he must be great.
那在《圣典不加瓦特》的第一篇里面就讲到了，在卡利年代，大家是用财富来评定这个人是否成功的。
And knowledge, of course, a very knowledgeable person is admired, but in Kali Yuga, not so much anymore.
那么这个知识，当然，有知识的人总是也能够被人家尊重跟羡慕的，但是在卡利年代呢？这已经不是那么的重要了。
And beauty, though, beauty, of course, also, there's always so many beauty contests. Who's the most beautiful person?
还有美丽，那我们有很多的选美的竞赛，而且有很多那么美的人。
So, but Krishna's beauty is ever increasing and unlimited.
但是 Krishna 的美呢，是一直在不断的增升腾的，而且呢，从来都不会到局限。
All the beautiful things in the material world fade away after a while.
在物质世界里面，所有美的东西，在隔一段时间之后呢，都会褪色。
Or if we get close enough, it's not so beautiful anymore.
那么所以呢，等我们到褪色那会儿的时候呢，就已经不再美了。
And then renunciation.
然后就是弃绝。
So someone asked me, you know, how can Krishna have all these things and be renounced? We think renounced means you don't have anything.
那么有人就问我，就是 Krishna 他有所有的这些，他拥有所有的这一切，他怎么可能是一个弃绝者呢？那我就说，当你没有任何东西的时候，怎么可能去弃绝呢？
But it's that Krishna is not attached to these things. He's not proud that he has this.
而且呢 ，Krishna 呢，他也不会去依附，他也不会因为他有了这些东西而感到骄傲。
It's just part of him.
因为这些都只不过是他的一部分。
And like Ramachandra, he was going to be the king, but he just left it. He didn't worry.
就比如说主 Ramachandra, 他本来要继承王位，但是呢，他一点也不担忧的，就这么离家出走了。
Lord Chaitanya gave up everything else and took sannyas.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也放弃了一切，让自己成为了 sannyasi。
But he still had all these other opulences.
但是他
he wasn't showing off.
但事实上呢，他依然还是拥有所有的这些富裕，他只不过不会向别人去显示。
Most rich people they want to show off.
但是呢，大部分的有钱人他们就是想要去显摆。
Right, they want everyone to see their big car and their big watch and their.
那么他们呢？希望别人看见他们所戴的名表、所住的豪宅、所开的豪车，以及他们所拥有的一切。
So that's madness, right?
所以这是一种疯狂。
Like if you go to Hong Kong and when you walk outside the temple, there's so many shops just selling a very expensive watch.
比如说你去香港，就在咱们的那个庙的外边有好多的店，就都在卖表。
Unbelievable prices.
那么这些表呢都非常的贵，而且都是让人不可思议的贵。
But they don't do anything different than the cheap one.
但是实际上这个表呢和便宜的表相比，它们功能上是一样的。
It's just jewelry, but they sell lots. Obviously, they're selling many because so many shops.
而且他们那么就是他们肯定是卖出了很多钱，而且有很多的这个珠宝，有很多的点缀品，有很多的用的店，卖了很多东西。
The people are not renounced.
所以那儿的人是不没有弃绝的。
And so Krishna, he's going to teach Arjuna because Arjuna is his friend. Arjuna loves Krishna.
这里面说 Krishna 之所以会教导 Arjuna 的原因呢，是因为 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的朋友， Arjuna 爱 Krishna。
But in speaking to all of us, if we have some love for Krishna, then we can hear his teachings.
但是呢，他其实在对我们所有人讲述，如果我们要是对 Krishna 有一些爱的话呢，那也就意味着我们都可以去聆听他的教导。
So the middle six chapters,from chapter 7 to chapter 12. Those are the really essential parts of the Bhagavad Gita.
那么这个中间的这几章，从第七章一直到第十二章，对于薄伽梵歌来说是最核心的内容。
Where Krishna starts to talk about himself a lot.
而且呢 ，Krishna 也开始讲述很多关于自己的话题。
So even in this verse, we see I and my, you know, many times.
那即便在这个世界里面，他也很多次提到了我和我的。
So in chapter 9, he was explaining how he's here and there, and he's inside and he's outside, and all his different energies are working.
那在第九章里面呢，他就提到了他如何在这儿在那儿，以及他是在里面也是在外面，以及他不同的能量的运作。
In this chapter, he starts to tell about all how his opulence are working everywhere.
那么在这一章里面呢，他就开始在讲述他所有的这个能量，他的富裕是如何在各个方面去进行运作的。
But we'll hear that as time goes on.
嗯，所以呢，当我们随着这个时间的推移呢，会不断的在听这方面的话题。
So in the purport, Prabhupada is saying, second paragraph, the more we hear about Krishna.Then the more we get fixed up in devotional service.
所以呢，在今天的要旨的第三段里面就提到了，越聆听有关至尊神的话题，就能够越坚定的奉爱服务。
So devotees who are sincere, they ask, you know, how can I get fixed up?
所以，如果要是一位非常真诚的奉献者，他就会问我怎么能够让自己稳定呢
？And here's what you do: you hear more about Krishna.
所以在这里面呢，就告诉我们的方法，就是我们要越多的去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
And try to hear in association with other devotees.
而且呢，我们要通过联谊和其他的奉献者们一起去聆听。
That's why we have this voice of Vaikuntha.
那也就是因为这个原因呢，所以我们才会有瓦昆特之音。
Because not everybody's living in an ashram.
因为现在
world.
因为现在并。并不是所有的人都住在阿双里面，大家是四散在世界各地。
But by the mercy of Maya, actually, we have all this facility.
但是呢，就是在 Maya 的仁慈之下，我们才会有了所有的这些设施。
So, on the internet, of course, there's so many different chat rooms where people talk about different things.
嗯，当然，在互联网上有各种各样的聊天室，大家在谈论各种各样的话题。
Mostly mundane things, of course.
当然，大部分的时候，大家谈论都是世俗的话题。
I suppose there's some, you know, meditation and Buddhist, but mostly, even in Japan, they have suicide chat rooms.
那有的时候呢，可能还会谈一些关于冥想啊，关于佛教方面的这些话题。但是在日本呢，对自杀还有聊天室。
They get together to talk about different ways to suicide.
他们会聚在一起来探讨各种各样的自杀的方法。
And sometimes they meet somewhere and do it.
而有的时候呢，他们 really， 他们有的时候呢还会在一个地方相见，并且在这个地方呢来进行集体自杀。
So people like to be part of a group.
所以呢，人们是喜欢加入到一个团体里面的，无论这个团体是做什么的，无论他们在讨论什么。
Mountain climbing or surfing, they get together.
嗯，比如说像这个爬山呐、啊，或者像滑水啊。
或者是
那个化妆啊，或者是剪头发呀、啊，反正大家都喜欢结伴一块儿做，喜欢一块儿做。
Because they learn from other people.
因为他们可以从其他人那儿去学习。
So we learn from other devotees because even a brand new devotee will have some realization that only they have and they can share it.
那么我们呢是希望能够从奉献。我们希望能够从奉献者那儿去学习的，即便是一位新的奉献者，那么他们也有一些很好的觉悟，我们可以相互之间彼此的分享。
So this is recommended many places in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢
，In the association of devotees here, read the Bhagavatam.
所以呢，在圣典薄伽瓦坛的很多地方呢，都告诉了我们要聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛，要和奉献者联谊。
And that's why we go to, you know, on Parikrama or something. So there are many devotees together. We're all hearing about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes.
那也就为什么我们要一起来进行绕拜，然后很多奉献者们在一起，然后呢，我们一起来聆听关于 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So this can take place when devotees really want to hear about Krishna.
所以说呢，当奉献者真的想要听关于 Krishna 的话题的时候呢，这样的事就会发生。
If someone's not interested, they ask what they can't hear this.
但是如果要是人们对提升没有兴趣的话呢，他们就听不进这样的话。
So again, Krishna is speaking for his benefit. He's saying this is for your benefit.
那么所以说呢 ，Krishna 他在这里面讲了，我讲这个话呢是为了你的利益。
He says that a few times.
他这么说了好几次。
Just a reminder, us, you know, it's good for us. We should hear this again and again.
但是他这么说呢，其实是为了要提醒我们，让我们知道我们应该一次又一次的去聆听。
And then when Krishna sees someone listening and trying to hear and associate, then he's out of his causeless mercy, he gives understanding.
那么 Krishna 当看到有人在聆听并且努力的在去联谊的时候呢，那么他就会出于他的仁慈去赐予这个人理解力。
In this chapter, there's four verses.
那么在这一章里面有四个诗节，这四个诗节呢是全书的种子诗节。
Chapter 8, verse 8, 9, 10, and 11.
是薄伽梵歌的第十章的第八到第十一诗节。
So, Lord Krishna says, "Aham sarvasya prabhavo, mataka sarvam prabhavo. Everything is coming from me. I am the source of everything."
他说呢，我是我是万事万物的源泉，一切都来自于我。
And when you realize that, you know, then you'll want to serve Krishna.
那么当你意识到这一点的时候呢，你就想要去服务 Krishna 了。
And he says, you know, if someone who's constantly trying to serve.Then I give mercy. I give them knowledge.
而且他也说到了，如果一个人他想恒常不断的去服务的话，那么他就会给仁慈，而且呢，他就会赐知识。
So that's the thing. The Bhagavad Gita is not to be understood, something like an instruction book for using your WeChat or something, you know.
所以呢，薄伽梵歌它并不是一个。It's not, right? 那么这个薄伽梵歌
It's not the same that, you know, we understand things, okay, we do this, and we do that, and we do this.
Yeah. 那么薄伽梵歌它并不是一个简单的一个指导手册，就好像告诉我们怎么用这个微信啊，然后怎么用这个，怎么做这个，怎么做那个，它并不是一个简单的这样一个指导书。
Anything you buy, it has a little instruction book how to use it, yeah.
那么任何东西我们要买，我们买的任何一个东西，它都会有一个说明书来告诉我们怎么用。
And you know how to not use it.
以及怎么用才对。
They'll tell you, I don't know here, I know in Japan, they give such a big book with any small thing.
Yeah. 那比如说在日本，就是你买任何一个小东西，买任何一个小玩意儿，它都会给你附一个很厚的。指导手册。
So don't drop your new phone in the water, and don't put it next to the heater, and don't put it next to the television, and so many things. How to charge it, plug in this, plug in that. That step by step. Then you understand that, then that's it, finished. You don't have to read it again.
那么就比如说呢，这个手机，它呢就非常的细致的告诉你这个手机。不能够放在这个电脑边上啊，不能够放在火边上啊，然后怎么去去充电呢？就反正特别特别细，他都告诉你怎么弄。可是你把这个全都读了一遍以后呢，你就知道这手机的用法了，然后你就会把这个手册就给扔到一边去了，不会再看它了。
So Krishna is teaching us also how to read Bhagavad Gita in a humble state of mind, not envious.
那么 Krishna 呢，他也教了我们应该怎么去阅读薄伽梵歌。我们应该用谦卑的心态，不要有任何的嫉妒心。
With faith.
而且要怀着信心。
And faith means we really believe that Krishna is just for our own good. Krishna is.
而我们的信心呢，也就是一定要坚信 Krishna 他是为了我们的利益着想的。
Mostly when people think of Krishna Lila, they think of the Gopis and the Rasa Lila.
那么大部分的时候，当我们在想象着 Krishna 的这个，当我们在想着 Krishna 的 Lila 的时候呢，我们总是想着 Krishna 的Radha Lila。
But Krishna's childhood is also his Lila.
但是 Krishna 的儿童时代依然是他的 Lila。
And Mother Yashoda and all the other older ladies are also Gopis.
那么亚修达妈妈还有所有的这些 Gopi 姑娘们，就是 Gopi 妈妈们，她们都是Gopi。
And the Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna's Lila.
而且薄伽梵歌也是 Krishna 的 Lila.
Very important.
非常的重要。
Because he's teaching them, you know, the basic understanding so that we can actually enter into the, you know, knowing something about Krishna.
因为他呢告诉我们非常基础的知识，然后呢当我们了解了这些知识之后呢，我们就可以进入到更好的真正的去了解 Krishna 了。
So he says there in these four verses, then I dwelling in the heart out of causeless mercy, I give knowledge.
所以呢在这个诗节里面他就讲到了出于仁慈我会居住在你的心中并且把知识给你。
So if we keep reading Bhagavad Gita,
it's
always ever new and fresh, and we get more and more understanding as Krishna is revealing more and more.
所以呢如果我们要是一直不断的去阅读博伽梵歌的话，那么这个博伽梵歌就一直是常新的，可是呢他非常的仁慈，他一直就会赐给我们更新的理解力。
There's very few books that anybody will read more than once.
很少有书大家会不断的去读。
That's why the bookshop has so many books.
也就这个原因呢，书店里边有那么多书。
Even the novels, they're all the same, just love story, fighting, crime.
即便是这些小说，其实讲的都是一个事儿，要不然就是爱情故事啊，要不然就是犯罪，就是罪犯的这些故事啊。
But we always want to get a new one.
但是呢，我们读了这本书不够，我们老想去买一本新书来看。
The music, you always need a new one.
音乐也总是有不断的新的音乐出来。
Sometimes we like to hear the old one, but not only one song.
但是有的时候呢，我们也喜欢听点老歌，但是也不会老听那一首老歌。
But Hare Krishna, even us neophyte, we can chant for many hours.
但是呢 ，Hare Krishna。即便是我们这些初级奉献者，我们也可以一连就念上好几个小时。
Every devotee does, chanting at least a japa is a few hours every day.
那每一个奉献者都是这么做的，至少每天要念诵japa要念几个小时。
And we go to a festival, maybe the Kirtan Mela, devotees will sit and chant all day.
那我们会去到一些节日，比如说像 Kirtan Mela 呀，那奉献者一下在那儿就一天坐下来都在唱诵。
Same song.
就这一首歌。
I don't need any new one.
根本就不需要什么新歌。
Always number one.
所以呢，这首歌老是这个排行榜之首。
That just shows it's not ordinary.
那么它就已经给我们展示了，这并不是一个普通的真相。
And you know, we read the Bhagavad Gita every day.
我们每天都阅读《博伽梵歌》。
I know some devotees; they just read, start from the beginning, and they read it, and start again and again. They read it. So many times.
那我知道有的奉献者，他们就又开始重新新的一轮在念《博伽梵歌》了。他们一次又一次的念，都已经念《博伽梵歌》念了好几回了，好多遍了。
Krishna book, same thing. I know devotees; they just read it from beginning to end, and again and again and again.
还有这个《Krishna 快乐的源泉》也是如此，大家就会这一轮又一轮的不断的念。
They can't wait to finish it so they can start again.
他们根本就等不及，要赶紧把这本书念完，因为念完了以后呢，又可以重新念了。
Others just read somewhere in different places only.
What do you mean? Sorry.
We just open the book, we read this one
and one. OK. 那么有的人呢，可能也就是把这本书随便打开哪一页，然后呢就读那一段。
But that's because it's spiritual and it's always new and fresh. That's Krishna.
但是呢，就是由于它是灵性的，所以说呢，无论在哪儿开始读，它都是新鲜的，都是常新的，所以这就是 Krishna.
It doesn't get old and worn out.
那么 Krishna 它就不会变老，而且也不会变旧。
So this is for our own good. We just, you know, keep hearing from Krishna.
所以呢，这都是为了我们自己的利益。如果我们要是能够不断的去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
And Krishna says in a few other places, you know, I'm going to tell you even better.
那 Krishna 在其他的地方说了好几遍，就是我现在要告诉你更好的消息。
Why is this better? The other one was supposed to. It's everything Krishna is on, and whatever is better than that. It's always better.
但是事实上呢，就是所有关于 Krishna 的这些话题呢，都是要更好的。
If we have real spiritual vision, then every Kirtan is the best one ever, and every time we hear a class, it's the best one ever.
那如果我们要真要有这种灵性的视域的话，我们每次所听到的 Kirtan 都是最棒的那次 Kirtan， 我们每次听到的课程也都是最好的课程。
Everything is always new and fresh.
那所以呢，每一件事情它总是尝新的。
The mind will tell it so. I read that one already. I already read Bhagavad Gita.
那我
们 need more advanced books.
那我的心意可能会对我说，啊，我那本书都已经读过了，《薄伽梵歌》我已经看过了，我现在呢需要一本让我就是更加提升、更加高深的书。
But there's nothing more advanced. It's all Krishna.
但是呢，没有哪本书要更加的高深，因为所有的都是 Krishna.
There's one bookstore in Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan 有一个书店。
And he has so many books.
那在书店里面有好多的书。
Fortunately, you don't know English, you're protected.
那么很遗憾的，因为大家不懂英文，所以就没法看这些书。
But devotees walk by. Oh, come, come! I have 10,000 books.
但是每次呢，就
different ones, new ones.
那么每次这个
this that. Many devotees think, oh yeah, I'll get those books and I'll learn more than someone else.
但是每次当奉献者经过那个书店的时候呢，那个书店的老板就会说，来来来来，我这儿有一万本书呢。那么所有的这些奉献者他可能就会觉得，我应该看看这些书，因为我呢就可以学到更多的东西。
I'll be the big scholar.
那么我看了这些书以后呢，我就会成为一位大学者。
But those who just keep reading Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book, they become the most advanced and the most powerful that can help other people become devotees.
但是呢，真正的一直在不断的阅读圣典，薄伽梵歌以及 Krishna 快乐源泉的书的那些奉献者，那他们其实就真正的变得非常的精进的奉献者，而且呢，他们可以帮助其他的人。
And they can inspire others too.
而且呢，他们也能够激发其他的人，激励其他的人。
So this, you know, we don't have to.Prabhupada gave us everything, much more than we can read in our own life.
所以呢，我们其实也不需要读太多的书，因为 Prabhupada 给了我们所有的一切，这已经够我们一生去消化了。
Like Srimad Bhagavatam, if you read about 50 pages a day, then in one year you can read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
比如说圣典薄伽瓦坛，如果要是我们一天能读50页的话，那么这一年我们就能够把整部圣典薄伽瓦坛读完。
It's a good idea to do that.
如果我们要是
time,
yeah, 我们如果是能这么做的话呢，是挺好的一件事，但是确实要花时间。
But once we start doing that, we think I have to do this. I want to do this. I don't care about other
things. 那么但是当我们一开始做这件事以后呢，我们就发现这真的是我想做的一件事情，而且呢，别的事情好像我也不在乎了。
Okay, so anyway, Bhagavad Gita, this is for our own benefit.
所以说呢，所以薄伽梵歌是为了我们的利益而出而在的。
The Bhagavatam explains that the Mahabharata, which is a very big book.
薄伽瓦坛里面讲到了这个 Mahabharata 是一本巨著，是一部巨著。
What we have is 100,000 slokas.
在里面有10万条 sloka 世界。
And the Bhagavad Gita is in the Mahabharata.
薄伽梵歌是涵盖在薄伽这个 Mahabharata 里面的。
Only 700 sloka.
里面只有700个世界。
So it's a small part, but it says that that's the whole purpose of Mahabharata. Is that people reading that and it's full of all this intrigue and so many different things and.Politics and fighting, and you know, get all excited, and all of a sudden, there's Bhagavad Gita. No people read it.
那么薄伽梵歌呢是只有
Mahabharata is there.
那么薄伽梵歌呢只有700个诗节，但是呢，它是Mahabharata 整个被讲述的目的和核心所在。那么Mahabharata 里面呢有各种关于这个政治啊、阴谋啊、各种各样的话题，所以呢就会让人们有兴趣去读。但是当他们在读 Mahabharata 的时候呢，突然之间就读到了薄伽梵歌这一段，那他也就必须要读薄伽梵歌了。
Of course, there were many reasons for the Battle of Kurukshetra, but the main one is so that Krishna could speak the Bhagavad Gita.
Kurukshetra 的战争是有很多的原因才会开始的，但是其中有一个非常重要的原因呢，是 Krishna 可以讲述《波迦梵歌》。
Yesterday we went to one yoga school.
昨天呢，我们去了一个瑜伽学校。
And they wanted to hear about anxiety.
他们想要听关于焦虑的话题。
Because everybody is in Kali Yuga is in so much anxiety.
因为在卡利年代的所有人都处于焦虑之中。
There's so many conflicts in our lives and so many things we.
Yeah, 因为在生活中有好多的动荡。
We can't imagine Arjuna's situation.
但是我没有办法去想象 Arjuna 所处在的处境。
You know, he was having to fight against his family members, and like Bhishma and Drona, they were very dear to him.
他必须要和他的家庭成员去正面冲突，比如说像 Dronacharya 还有像 Bhishma 都非常的爱他，他也很爱他们。
Wasn't that he was afraid of fighting?
但并不
是。
那其实呢，他并不是说是害怕打仗、害怕输，而是呢害怕打赢这场仗。
Because he knew everybody else would get killed.
因为他知道所有的人都会被杀死。
So he was thinking, Krishna, why just let them have the kingdom? We don't care.
所以呢，他就对 Krishna 说：“我为什么要参加这场战争呢？让我弃绝一切好了，让他们拥有这个王国好了。我一点都不想要这个王国。”
He was like depressed. He couldn't think, you know. But then Krishna, Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita because he had faith in Krishna, and then he was able to fight like so.
但是所以呢，他当时就根本就打不了仗了，而且呢，他也觉得非常的。郁闷和痛苦，但是呢，当他听完了 Krishna 所讲述的《薄伽梵歌》以后，他就知道自己该怎么做了。
Okay, so Bhagavad Gita ki
jai. Jai.
Arjuna ki
jai. Jai.
And this is a very wonderful chapter.
那么这《薄伽梵歌》第十章呢，是一章非常美的章节。
At the end.After Krishna has described all the different things in the mature world, all the great, wonderful things.
那么在最后的时候，当 Krishna 他描述了在物质世界的所有这些美妙的事情之后。
So, but there's really no use to think about all these wonderful things in the mature universe because it's just a spark of his glories.
那么他说呢，根本就没必要去想着在物质世界的这些美妙事物，因为这只不过是他的一个小的火花而已。
Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, any reflections, retractions?
Yeah. Let me ask. Right now, I haven't seen any. 所以 Guru 说呢，现在他这讲课呢，先这样。他想请问大家，对于刚才讲的，有没有任何的问题，或者有没有任何的评述，或者有没有任何的反思？I guess everyone just hearing.
Yeah, everybody is. Well, it always takes time before the first question, then everybody gets going.
Yeah. 现在是这样的啊，马上在线等着大家，看看大家有没有什么问题。It's quiet.
Okay. At least the phone works good. The internet here doesn't work very good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, here is a question from Smukhi Radha Mataji.
Okay.
通过刚才 Guru 的讲课，认识到规律的读书和与奉献者联谊是坚定修习的基础。非常感谢 Maharaj 的讲课。顶拜 Guru. Actually, it's not a question, it's a reflection. She said that through hearing...your lecture just now, we understand that regulatively reading and having the association with the devotees is very important for us to be fixed in this practice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, that's, I hope we can understand. Then we have to practice.
对，而且就我们通过这么做呢，希望我们能够理解，而且呢，我们还需要去付诸于练习。
And like I said, there's Maya, all this technology, but it gives us such good facility to be able to associate because of the internet.
而且我们像刚才也说了，就是由于这个Maya 呢，它给了我们这么多的好的设施，那比如说有互联网，使得我们有各种各样的机会来联谊。
And also how to reach out to many, many people.
而且呢，也可以通过这样的方式呢，去和别人进行外联。And she also said that, 而且在读书后，如果能够和奉献者讨论交流心得，会对灵性知识理解更加深入。She said that she also learned that after the reading, if can discuss the message with the devotees, in that case, we can have a better understanding and also can remember those teachings nicely.
That's right.
Enhance the memory.
That's right.
是的。Maharaj, here is a question from 直迪木牛特部。尊敬的 Maharaj, 请问库尔切特之战除了显示博家梵歌还有什么目的？ Maharaj, my question is that for the Kurukshetra battle, other than manifest the Bhagavad Gita and other purpose.
What was that? Slow down.
He is asking what any other purpose for the battle of Kurukshetra other than manifest the Bhagavad Gita.
Well, it was time. You know, there was a lot of demons on the earth, a lot of very powerful people, and it's the end of the Dwarpa Yuga in time. All those people had to be removed.
因为当时战争发生的时候呢，是在多尔帕年代的结束的时候，因为当时呢有很多的恶魔的人出现了，所以说呢，这些人都需要被清除掉。
So that's how Krishna made that arrangement.
那也就是这个原因呢 ，Krishna 他会做这个安排。
And those who died seeing Krishna, they all get liberated.
而且那些在死的时候是看着 Krishna 死的人呢，他们也能够得到解脱。
One time, one Indian man, Prabhupada met.
那有一次呢，舍爸爸遇到了一位印度人。
And he was saying that.He, in the previous life, he was in the battle of Kurukshetra.
他说呢，在他前世的时候呢，他是处在 Kurukshetra 的战争中的。
Prabhupada said, if you were in the battle of Kurukshetra, you wouldn't be here. You'd come back to
that. 舍帕帕说，如果你要是在 Kurukshetra 的战争中的话，那你这儿就不会在这儿了，你肯定已经回到守神身边去了。
So it's Krishna's mercy.
所以呢，这是 Krishna 的仁慈。
And also to show that.No matter how powerful you are, if you're against Krishna, you can't win.
而且呢，还告诉了我们，如果 you cannot understand Krishna, you cannot win, right?
No, like Duryodhan, he was thinking, well, I have the bigger army, almost twice big.
Yeah. Okay. 那么还有另外一个告诉我们，就是无论我们有多么的强大，但如果我们要是不臣服于 Krishna 的话，我们是赢不了的。比如说 Duryodhan 他的军队。要比对方的军队要超出两倍的人数。
He had Bhishma, Drona, the most powerful fighters.
他有最强大的武士，比如说 Dronacharya, 还有Bhishma.
So he thought, but he couldn't win. He was defeated.
但是
he was against Krishna.
但是呢，他却赢不了，因为他反对 Krishna.
Many, many, everything Krishna does has many purposes.
那么所以说呢 ，Krishna 他所做的这些事情呢，是有很多的目的的。
It also makes very good movies and books.
而且呢，也就会这些为这个呢，会制作出电影，还有好的书籍。
So you know, by of course, Mahabharata gives all the instructions of the Vedas, but in story way.
还有呢，就是还会有像，就给我们像这个《Mahabharata》这么好的这个故事，让我们可以去阅读。
But then the battle itself is so exciting.
但是这个战争本身呢，也是令人激动人心的。
And now, you know, we have Bhagavad Gita.
那然后现在呢，比如说我们有《博迦梵歌》。
So that's the most important part.
那么《博迦梵歌》呢，就是《Mahabharata》里面最重要的那一部分了。
But Krishna accomplished getting all the big demons killed.
但是呢，Krishna 他所做的事情呢，就是让所有的这些恶魔都被杀死了。
Even after that, there were a few more big demons around.
但是在即便是这场战争结束之后呢，还有一些其他的恶魔在晃悠。
He kept killing demons up until finally had. Even the Yadus were not demons, but they were too powerful, so he had them killed also.
所以说呢，最后 Krishna 还是得接着去斩杀恶魔。那比如说像亚杜王朝这些人，虽然他们都不是恶魔，但是由于他们的这个力量实在太强大了，所以呢，他必须要把他们移除。
So I was telling devotees yesterday that in this chapter, these four verses that are considered the seed of the Bhagavad Gita, from a seed, you know, big trees come. If we just read those four verses again and again, you will get a lot of understanding of Bhagavad Gita in a short time.
那么昨天我跟奉献者说呢，就在这一章里面的这四个时节是种子时节。就比如说一棵大树，它是由这个种子长出来的。那么如果我们要是不断去重复的阅读这四个时节的话，我们就能够有更深的对国家范围的理解。
It will be much easier to understand or want to read the rest of the Bible.
而且呢，会让我们能够更加好的去理解，并且让我们更想去要去阅读国家范围的其他部分。
All right, any more?
Yes, more. You are right. There are more questions here.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. 那么下面一个问题呢，是来自于 Radha Ananda Mataji 的 Hare Krishna， 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Guru Deva。请问，书籍是基础，传教是精髓，纯粹是力量。最后一条到底是实用式原则还是应用式原则呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that we have those four statements. One is that the book is a foundation, and the preaching is the essence, purity is the force. The last one is what is the right thing? Is that the utility is the principle, or the application is the principle.
Yeah, you have to do what works, you know.
那么最后一条的意思呢，就是你得按照适合的方法去行事。
The utility is the principle. We don't want to complicate everything so much.
那比如说实用是原则，也就是说呢，我们不想把这个事情变得复杂。
Something like that.
就像这样的。谢谢马德金。那么 ，so that's it. Next question.
Okay.
The next question is from Govinda Mandini Mataji, 顶拜 Guru. 您刚提到的将每一次讲课都当作是第一次聆听，每次读《博迦梵歌》都有新的领悟，但可以感觉到心意总是要新的东西。读过的书很难再想读第二遍，听过的讲课也很难再听一次。请问 Guru 怎么才能够克服心意，让自己把每一次都当作是第一次呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances. Yeah, just now you mentioned that please consider every lecture is a fresh lecture, and also always get new realizations from reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita. However, the mind is always asking for new things, so it's very hard to read the book again.And also, it's hard to hear the same lecture again. So my question is that, could you show me how to conquer my mind and always experience the fresh from the lectures and the readings?
Well, we see one advertisement all over the world for these shoes. Just do it.
Hmm. No, sorry, you said that we see the advertisement all over the world, so just to do it from Nike?
Yeah, just do it.
我们在这个世界各地就看到一个这个广告语，这广告语是只是去做吧。
We have to just beat the mind. Bhakti Siddhanta said in the morning you should beat the mind with sticks, I think.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 说呢，我们要去打我们的心意，每天早晨我们要用棍儿去敲我们的心意。
And just say no.
跟心里说不。
Practice or just make a practice, like say those four verses. Just every day read those four verses.
那么就只是去练习，然后每一天只是去阅读那四个诗节。
Or even one verse.
对，即便是读一个时间。
And just keep chanting it until you learn it.
那所以说呢，就不断的去念啊，直到我们学到了。
And then you'll experience it, you know, no matter how many times, it gets better and better.
那然后呢，你就能够慢慢的就学到了，慢慢的就会越来越好了。
Like ordinary people, they're thinking.I'm going to watch a new football game or a new basketball, I guess it's popular here, right?
比如说
Chinese like basketball.
比如说
But it's the same thing every time.
但是呢就比如说人们就会想我还得再去看一场新的足球赛我得先去看我得去看一场新的篮球赛但事实上每次都没什么区别。
But they're thinking it's new and fresh.
但是他脑子里面会觉得这事是新的。
But Bhagavad Gita really is new and fresh because it's Krishna.
但是菩萨梵歌它真的是新的，因为它是 Krishna.
But it's to our mundane mind we can't see that. But if we just practice, just like we're chanting Hare Krishna, some days, you know, we're just maybe doing it because we promised we're not tasting the nectar.
但是呢，我们就是因为这个 Krishna， 它是。就是我们在不断的阅读的时候呢就会体验到这种新的但是有的时候呢由于我们的这心意的问题呢使得我们可能没有办法感觉到它的新鲜
That's because we're in a diseased condition
那是因为我们是处在一个受条件限制的疾病之中
Example is like there's one disease called jaundice
那我们有一个例子就是有一种病叫黄疸病
Hepatitis
是肝病
SoWhen you have that disease, sweet things taste terrible.
所以呢，当得了这个黄疸肝病的时候呢，甜的东西尝起来就很难吃。
But the medicine is to make very sweet soup with papaya.
但是这个治疗的方法呢，就是做甜汤，特别甜的甜汤，比如说木瓜汤。
But it tastes horrible.
但那个甜汤尝起来的味道可难吃了。
I experienced it.
我以前就尝过。
But when you get cured, then it tastes sweet again.
但是呢，等你这个病好了以后呢，这个汤又变甜了。
So when we're still in a diseased condition, you know, oh, I read this before. You know, I need something exciting. You know.
那么所以当我们这病还没治好之前呢我们脑子里面就会觉得哎呀这个我都以前读过了
But if we just read the Bhagavad Gita we just read the Krishna book all of a sudden you know we just do it it will light up and Krishna will reward us and just, oh yeah this is all wonderful
但是如果我们要是不断的去阅读菩萨梵歌不断的去阅读 Krishna 快乐的源泉的话呢那 Krishna 他就会在某一点他会点亮我们让我们会觉得一下子啊明白了就是这样的。
All right.
Yeah, the next one. from 热爱生命 Mataji 顶拜 Guru。 我想问一下，如果联谊不能够带来喜乐，而是烦恼打扰，那还要继续联谊吗？ Please accept my vulnerable obeisances. My question is that if I cannot get happiness from the association but only get the disturbs, so am I supposed to continue for the association?
Yeah, you have to pray to Krishna because that's because we're envious. Excuse
me. 那么我们是要继续联谊，而且呢，我们要向 Krishna 祈祷。之所以会有这样的打扰的原因，是因为我们嫉妒。
We're envious and then we don't like to be with other people so much.
我们因为嫉妒，所以呢，我们才不想和其他人在一起。
And we find fault with them.
而且呢，我们还会在别人身上挑错。
You have to look for devotees who you like and.
但是呢，你要去找喜欢的奉献者联谊。
In the kirtan, everybody becomes happy.
但是在 kirtan 里面的时候呢，大家都会快乐起来。
Then we forget all this.
那我们就会把所有的事都忘了。
Because during the kirtan, your consciousness goes up.
因为呢，当我们在 kirtan 的时候的，我们的这个意识就会上升。
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's all of the questions, Maharaj.
Okay.
Yeah.
谢谢。
谢谢。So, you're going to say something? Because every time you say in Chinese about the, all the glories to the...
Yeah, I'm just looking it up because...
Okay.
I'm better at it, but I can't remember exactly.
Okay. 马尔丁要中文来和大家结束这节课，所以你们稍等一下。
Okay. So, you wrong. You go you do we day function to.
Well, sir.
So,
所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。
I have to, you know, that's the thing. If I just say it over and over again, then it'll sink in. But I never do that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you read it better than before. 马尔说，如果他这句话要不断的说呢，是最好。
So sometimes I try to say it from memory, then I get a few things wrong. I have to read it maybe 100 times.
Yeah, but Maharaj, here is one more question I see from Pushpa Sara Mataji. Do you still have time to answer this?
Yeah.
Okay, 请问 Maharaj, 念 Japa 时是念给自己听还是念给别人听？谢谢您，顶拜的莲花族。Maharaj, please accept my vulnerable obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that when we are chanting Japa, do we chant it for us own to hear or for the others to hear?
Japa?
Yeah.
Well, both.
两个都是。
Prabhupada recommends that we should chant so that others can hear.
Shrapapa 说呢，我们应该念出声来，然后让别人能听见。
And then we can hear because, you know, like, it's a very noisy environment, you know.
然后呢，我们也可以听到，因为我们的环境很吵。
So it's not easy to...You know, focus the mind, but when we're chanting so that we can hear it, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a lot of we put plugs in the ears.
那么我们之所以要把它念出声来，我们可以听到它的原因呢，是因为让我们的心意能够更加的专注。有的时候我们甚至会把这个塞子塞到耳朵里面，这样让我们能够更好的听到自己的声音。
Okay.
Yes. So does that end it?
Yeah.
OK, 瓦昆塔之音服务原因聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢咖啡真正马拉之为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有奉献者的聆听，谢谢大家提出这么好的问题，非常非常的感谢索穆基拉达马达吉安排，还有就是对所有的这一切的这个对接，非常非常的感谢大家，祝大家在 Krishna 智觉之中度过一个美妙的周五， Hare Krishna。
Well, this is the best connection we ever had.
Yes.